It's good to see each one here. And before we read from the Word of God and speak a few words from it, we're going to speak to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. We're thankful for the message of the gospel that can only be spoken because the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross for sinners. And we thank thee for this. We thank thee that salvation is open to all. We thank thee all can go to heaven. And we pray that some soul will accept him as Lord and Savior. And will do so even tonight. So we pray for thy help from beginning to end. In the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Now just by opening, way of opening, I'm just going to read a couple of verses that I've thought about and enjoyed. And maybe you've heard this before, maybe you haven't. But we're going to start in Romans chapter number 3. There's really two things about the gospel. One is kind of a focuses on us. We are the creation of God. We're all the creation of God. And then it focuses on God. And so we'll think about this just, and we'll think about the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 3. And again, we do thank you, each one, for coming. And if you can, please come again next Sunday night at the same time, Lord willing. Romans 3 and verse 23. If you have time on your own, you should read the whole chapter to get the context, to get what the writer, Paul, is talking about. But verse 23, he says this. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He's making a huge statement. As a matter of fact, he's just stating that out, for all have sinned. You know, we don't like to be pinpointed with these messages, and we don't like to be judged. We don't like to be said, well, you're a sinner. But when it comes down to it, when God looks at us, when God sees us, if we were to compare ourselves to God, he would have to put you on a scale of zero. You're either perfect like him or you're not perfect like him. It's kind of a you're godly or you're not. It's not like you're kind of a, there's no kind of a, you're kind of like God or far away from God. But the Bible says right here, for all have sinned. Let's turn over to chapter 5, please. And verse number 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. So this is talking about one man, and it's talking about the obedience of one man. One man's disobedience is pointing back to Adam, the very first man. Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. They were God's creation. And God had told them, only you can eat of all the trees in the garden, but just one. The very best of circumstances, and only the very least that you don't do. And what happened? Well, the Bible says that they sinned against God. They disobeyed God. God said, don't eat. And Eve ate, and Adam ate, and they were both sinners, and therefore, and we are all descendants of Adam and Eve. And so it says in verse number 19, as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. That is everyone. We're all sinners. You know, I have to look at myself and I think that, yeah, I'm a sinner. Before a righteous and holy God, the one that inhabits eternity, the one that has my breath in his hands, the very one who, that's the one I've sinned against. Now, let's turn over to chapter 6. Chapter 6 and verse number 23. So we're all sinners. We all sin. It's in our very nature to sin. And that's what we do. And let's read verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. We don't like that very much. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so this final Sunday of 2024, let me ask you, would you like to receive wages or do you have a gift? If you were to pass that pillar of death behind me, and it shows, everyone's going to pass by. Except the Lord comes and takes those who are saved away, and we don't see death, all will pass by that pillar called death. And tell me, if you were to pass through that pillar of death, and you were to go into the great eternity, let me ask you a question. Where would your soul be? Would you receive the wages of your sin, separation from God? Would you receive the wages, or would you come into the realization of the gift? This is where it matters. I was listening to a gentleman. He wrote the case for Christ. You forget his name now. However, he was saying, as a Christian, the doctor said you were two steps apart, away from death. If you had gone in a coma and he had an experience, something happened, I'm not sure. But he said if you had gone into a coma, you probably would have died. And he said, at that point, absolutely nothing matters except for what's going to happen after that death. Have I made preparation? He was the questioner was asking him, what about your reputation, your legacy? And he was, he said, I'm not concerned about legacy, family. Oh, it's good to have family and it's good to... But he said, nothing matters when you reach that pillar of death. That is, everything's well and right on the other side. That you're going to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus. And let me ask you the question, will you? Can I ask you to ask yourself, am I going to be in heaven when I die? Will I receive the wages of sin? Eternal death? Or will I come into the realization of the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord? Let's turn over to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. And this is part of, I'm going to read both verses to get it into our context. Just to stay the sentence here, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. I'll read 27 and verse 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Without sin, that is, he's already dealt with a sin question. He's already paid the price of sin for everybody, for you and for me and for everybody else. He's already taken care of your sin. He's provided the way. He is that door that everyone has to look at. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He's the one who provided the way of salvation for you and me. And he wants you to take him at his word and just trust him. You know, wages are something that you earn, right? You work, and each one of us would love to have more wages. I don't think there's anyone here. If you're working, you wouldn't, and the boss give you a raise or bonus at the end of the year, you'd say, I don't want that. Haven't earned it yet. Oh, no. Not one of us. That would be so, you know, that's the inner nature. We'd love to, and it's, of course, we need money the way everything is nowadays. But when it comes to the spiritual things, the wages, we just read, the wages of sin is death. That's our side of the equation. If there was no second part of it, that's us. The wages of sin is death. And that's an awful thing to look at, because in the future, I and you and everybody else will die. But I don't want to look at the second part. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, a gift, we open some gifts, I'm sure, at Christmas time, and you wouldn't say, oh, I don't want that gift. Oh, this is too, oh, no way. Let me earn you. Let me go work, do some things and all. Not at all. You know what we do when we receive a gift? We thank the giver and say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, thank you so much for, you know, that's just like salvation. You see, it doesn't cost us a thing to receive a gift, but it costs the giver everything. They had to pay everything. They had to pay 100% of that gift. And you pay zero. When it comes to the Lord Jesus, we have no idea the extent of the cost just to give you, to offer you this gift. Just to have the ability to receive such a gift from God. It took God's own very Son. It took him, he had to die. He had to step into death. He had to receive the punishment that we deserve. He took, let's say this is all my sin. He had to take all that and everything that I deserve, and he had to take it on himself on the cross. And he did this willingly. He did this absolutely voluntarily. He said, I'll do it. In fact, there was no struggle at the cross. Men would struggle. This is their very last attempt to get an escape. And they would usually have to tie them down in order to get them, or people hold them down to order to crucify a person. But when we think about the Lord Jesus, just laying out his arms, he said, I gave my back to the smiters. And my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. This is what they did physically. When they laid him and they crucified him, you know what he said? Oh, Father, judge them. No, no, no. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And on that cross, the 3 hours where men jeered at him, Ah, if you're the Son of God, come down from the cross. We'll believe then. No, he was going to do a work to save you and me and everybody else. He was there to take the penalty that we deserved. He was there to take our wages. Yeah, flip that around. The wages of sin is death. That's us. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know what he did at the cross? He took all the wages of everybody. And so now he can offer you a gift. He said, I've taken the payment. You can come into heaven. The doors are wide open. You just got to come. And whoever believes in him, that's when they put their trust in him. That's when they can have eternal life. And John 3:16, I love the verse. Listen to it. For God so loved the world. That's you. For God so loved the world that he gave. What a gift. He gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, will never perish, but have everlasting life. Present possession. You know, he took the wages, and I get the gift. When I comes to death, I want to pay for one of my sins. Why? Because he paid for them all. And he wants each one here. If you've never trusted, if you've never received him, it says, as many as received him, to them gave you the power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. So will you receive the wages if you die? Or will you receive the gift? The full realization that in heaven, what a day. I'll be changed. I'll be with him. I'll be like him. I will have known the presence of sin will be. Or will it be in hell and the lake of fire forever? Ask yourself, how many times do you have to be offered a gift for you to, and turn it down before he's going to say, sorry, this is your last chance. You know, this is your last opportunity on a regular Sunday night to hear the gospel in 2024. There will not be another in 2024. You can go to other meetings, but not a scheduled one. This is your last opportunity to come on a Sunday night, on a regular Sunday night. It's not that important. That's just regularly scheduled. But what if it was your last night? What if you said no to God the last time? I do not want. You would say never, not. I wouldn't say that. Maybe later. Maybe in 2025. That's the year for me. Maybe 2025 will never come for you. Maybe the gift is being offered to you one last time. Would you take it? God says, Jesus says, come unto me, all you're weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, if you want to be free from the burden of sin, only Christ can give you rest. Not a church, not baptism, not good works. You know, I was going to read that other verse, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's not something we're going to boast in heaven. Oh, I wore a suit every Sunday, and I went to church, and I had my own Bible, and I wrote my own name in it, and I learned Bible. None of that at all. We're only going to be in heaven because of the grace of God. What's grace? Well, it's unmerited favor. We never merited one bit of God's favor that he bestowed on us. We sinned against God. I don't want you, God, in my life. There's no God for me. I'll just be the hobby. And God still, do you want the gift? Eternal life. Trust the Lord Jesus. If you trust the Lord Jesus, you can have everlasting life. But if you refuse, if you refuse and refuse and refuse, after hearing, how many times is God going to say, okay, that's it. Tonight's it. Or is he going to say, he's still offering? We don't know. But we just know one thing. God wants you to have eternal life. And he cost him everything so that you can have eternal life. Everlasting life, eternal life, being born again, being saved from sin, from death, from hell, from... You can have it. And we trust as our meeting continues, you will think about this and just think about this verse. For the wages of sin is death. All sinners, we've all sinned. The wages of sin is death. And after death, the judgment. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless these words.